His Chick on Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for a partly sunny day today. Temperature in the 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80 to 85. For the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, sun and clouds. Temperatures in the mid-80s to near 90 degrees. We'll check the details on that Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Stories that we're following for you. City Police in Torrington working with State Police canine units investigating a bank robbery that occurred on Wednesday morning at the Litchfield Bancorp on East Main Street. According to the police, an older white male wearing glasses brandished a firearm when he demanded cash and then left a dark-colored car that resembled a Cadillac. That happened about 10 o'clock in the morning. Police are working to gain surveillance images of the car and the suspect, who wore a Green Bay Packers ball cap. Anybody with information is asked to contact police at 860-489-2068. The Contemporary Visual Arts Scholarship has been awarded, this time to Madison Long. The 2022 Contemporary Visual Arts Scholarship has been awarded to Madison Long of Canaan. Long, a graduating senior at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, will be attending the Neal School in New York City. The CVAS provides substantial financial support by contributing $80,000 dispersed in annual amounts of $20,000 for 4 years to the college or university of the student's choice. The CVAS was established in 2004 and is awarded annually to a graduate of Housatonic Valley Regional High School to promote their continued education in a chosen discipline within the spectrum of visual art. The scholarship, based on talent and financial need, is administered by the Foundation for Contemporary Arts, a not-for-profit charitable organization whose mission is to encourage, sponsor, and promote innovative work in the arts. New York State has blocked swimming access at Bashbush Falls in Mount Washington. Would-be swimmers at the state's largest waterfall can no longer ignore the sign or the cops. The falls amid the park's gorges and ravine forest are one of the highlights of the 424 Bashbush Falls State Park. Its pools have held a romantic sway over Massachusetts and New York residents for generations. Barriers now block access to the point that for decades has made it possible to swim at Bashbush Falls, which straddles the Massachusetts and New York state border. The hiking trails will be open, however. Officials from the State Department of Conservation and Recreation, which manage the park, installed the barriers, doing so to stop lawless, all-too-common, beloved and long-forbidden summer ritual of locals and visitors alike, one that had also grown unruly at the start of the pandemic as people flocked to that site for relief. In an attempt to control the volume of people and keep them from parking on the road, also forbidden, the state also built a new parking lot with limited spaces. People can also park on the New York State side of the Taconic State Park. They say they understand how disappointing it is for those who yearn to swim there. The state still wants people to enjoy the park, but safely and respectfully. Quote, Bashbush State Park is a unique, beautiful geological wonder in Massachusetts, and we encourage people to use it responsibly when they visit. That's from Adam Morris, the DCR's field operations team leader for the agency's Beartown complex in the Southern Berkshires. Morris encourages visitors to know before you go by checking the DCR website. Well, the Sharon Board of Selectmen has come out to oppose changes proposed by New Vance at Sharon Hospital, joining with other area towns in opposition to the proposal by the parent company New Vance to reduce services at Sharon Hospital. The Board of Selectmen voted unanimously to sign a resolution in support of maintaining the hospital's vital services at their regular meeting. In recent months, the towns of Cornwall, Kent, and Salisbury have signed on similar agreements opposing New Vance's plans to eliminate or reduce vital services at the hospital. The Board of Selectmen discussed a recent proposal to install electrical vehicle charging stations also at the Sharon Fire Department parking lot, but concerns were expressed about parking spaces. This week has been North Canaan Family Fun Week, and it continues both today and tomorrow through the 25th. Various community events coming up today. Family Fun Night begins at 6 p.m. at Lawrence Field. Also, Papa Loses a Kids Karaoke tonight at 6 p.m. at the Pavilion in North Canaan, hosted by the Music Lab. There'll be a pool party scheduled for the town pool on Friday, beginning at 5 p.m. Wrapping up the festivities will be a family fun day at Lawrence Field on Saturday, beginning at 2 and concluding at 4. All events are free. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You'll find a tapas menu. Also, you'll find dinner specials every night. InterlakenInn.com. They're on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, SalisburyBank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 30,043.13. The NASDAQ at 11,053.08. And the S&P 500 at 3759.89. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.